Ernesto Cervini with a track with his band called Turboprop, and you'll get to hear more of that album fairly soon. I can't remember when the exact release date is. I think it's sometime in March. I'll have to check when I get home. But anyhow, Ernesto is a fine man. He's a really neat guy. It's interesting. I started off years ago not even having heard of him. And over the years, from sort of corresponding with emails and checking out albums back and forth, and now having talked to him in person a couple of times when he's been here to do gigs of some kind or other. He's just a very neat guy. And I look forward to anything that he is involved with his releases. Moving on now to an incredible trio album that just came out last month with the absolute driving force of endless creativity, Japanese pianist, leader, composer, arranger, whatever, Satoko Fuji. She has released some absolutely remarkable albums and is so prolific that there's a whole whack of them all the time, it seems. This one involves her Tokyo Trio, and that means that she has bass player Takashi Sugawa and drummer Netsu Takamura. And this, I got to tell you, is a trio album that that just takes the concept of the jazz trio to a new level. I was talking to Maurice Mo Hoag, who sat in for me a couple of weeks when I was away, and who has his own internet jazz show on Taint Radio, Nudge Nudge, and who's remarkably knowledgeable in the jazz world. I was talking to him about, and he actually said, "Have you heard the new Fuji Tokyo Trio?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "This is unbelievable stuff. It's absolutely an incredible album." And I agree. It's this is sort of takes, I think, the jazz trio, piano, bass, drum trio, into new challenging levels. It's really remarkable. And my review in the paper, which I gave a very rare 5 stars, I sort of said it checks all the boxes, some of which nobody knew were even there. Here is a track from Satoko Fuji's Tokyo Trio. The album is called Jet Black. This album is called Take a Step. Thank you. You know, I've listened to this album now, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. And every time I catch something that I hadn't heard the first time around, that is extraordinarily complicated, intense music. And when I say that it is possibly a new line in the sand for jazz trios, I mean it. This is a remarkable album, and it does not sound. This, I'm not dissing the great history of jazz trios. I mean, Bill Evans is still the wonderful Bill Evans. No one is going to touch that. But the development into directions that I wonder what Evans would say are always sort of jaw-dropping. And Satoko Fuji is just an amazing talent. She is gifted and inventive and seems endlessly creative. And her Tokyo Trio is this new album. It's called Jet Black, and it is wonderful. Well, it's now 11:16 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, Jazz Till 1 O'Clock, and as always, there's a historical segment. I mentioned at the top of the show, I played some of a track that almost became the theme song for the show by an arranger, composer, leader named Manny Albaum. And a talent that I think is underappreciated in a lot of the jazz world. He wasn't a great saxophonist or whatever else. Oh, I don't know, maybe he played instruments, but he's known for his composing, his arranging. He was often called for by great composers like Ferdy Grofé and others to do arranging of some of his work. Incredibly respected in the jazz community for his arrangements and for his leadership. Every now and then, he put together albums, which he called Jazz Greats of Our Time. There's volume one and volume, at least 2 volumes, if not more. And let me tell you, if I were to read the whole personnel list, these are jazz greats of our time. Some of the names which you might be familiar with that show up on one or other of the albums, and I sort of have a sampling from The Complete, which is a multi-CD thing, a complete jazz greats of our time re-release. These albums were recorded in 1957 and 1958, and they are, I mean, they sound like that at times, but of course they're going to, but the writing and the enthusiasm and the people involved are just stellar. There are folks here like Phil Woods on alto, Al Kahn on tenor, Med Flory on tenor, Georgie Auld on tenor, Jerry Mulligan on Barry, Pepper Adams on bass, Condi Condoli on trumpet, Ernie Royal on trumpet, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Art Farmer on trumpet, Bernie Glow on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Hank Jones, Lou Levy, Steve Allen, Dick Cates all on piano and various types, Shelly Mann on drums, Ozzie Johnson on drums. I mean, you get the idea here. This is the A-team for sure. And if this type of music triggers anything for you at all when I'm playing it, it's available and on re-release, and it's really neat historical stuff from 1957. And every now and then, I just sort of say, okay, I got to go back and play a little bit more of that. Well, I did this in the last couple of weeks, and that's why you're getting this historical segment today. Here is a taste of the jazz greats of our time, arranged and led by Manny Albaum, starting with something from the old songbook, My Sweetie Went Away. Here is Manny Albaum. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, some of that music may sound a little dated. It's from 1957-58, but there's some very fine jazz in there and some very fine arrangements. If you have had any experience or thought a bit about how you arrange a piece of music, my way of expressing it over the years has been to you arrange it with holes in it, and you do a riff. And then it's up to the soloist to do the next number of bars or however it's set up before you come back into an ensemble bit again. And how you do that and how you manage that and how much you depend on that separates the pedestrian stuff from things like Manny Albem or Maria Schneider and a couple of people in the current scene who do it so beautifully. That was Manny Albem, and again, a name that is underknown in the jazz world, revered as an arranger, composer, leader, and it's interesting that Jerry Mulligan is one of the people in his band here, because Mulligan himself was a very, very busy arranger and composer and had the ear of the jazz world in that capacity as well. But Manny Albem, very interesting background and a tremendous influence in a very quiet, understated way in the jazz scene. That's my historical segment for today, and it's just about at the end of our second hour. It's 11:55, and I know you're just itching to know exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thanks, Victoria. Yes, I hope you will. And as she said, it's great community radio. And again, thanks to all those people who contributed to our fund drive over the last couple of weeks, because you obviously believe it's great community radio too, and we wouldn't be here without your support. So we thank you once again for all of those who contributed, and in my case, especially to the 34 or 35 different people who contributed to the $3,000 that I was able to raise during my shows. So thank you again so much. And yes, my show is Voyage. It's on from 10 to 1 on Wednesdays. My name is Keith Black. Well, moving on from my historical segment now to a brand new album. This is just really... I'm trying to figure out exactly when it is. It's due out on Friday. That's how brand new it is. But again, I have permission a couple of days ahead of release date. It's the radio ads are allowed. This is a bass player, Mike Downs, and he is really he's very, very busy in the Toronto scene, and has had other releases before. This one, I think, is the equal to anything that he has led as well. And it's he has Ted Quinlan on electric and acoustic guitars, Robbie Borosh on piano and keyboards. I've interviewed Robbie on this show, and he is a very fine talent. Mike Downs on bass, Joaquin Nunez Hidalgo on cajon and percussion, and David Dorenzo on percussion on a couple of the tracks as well. This is really, as you can tell from that lineup, it has some great rhythmic percussion moments in it as well. But Mike Downs is a very fine bass player. I'm going to play, you're going to hear over the weeks to come, probably the whole album eventually. But for today, I'm going to play two tracks, the first two on the album, actually. It's called Gratitude, and then the second one is The Way In, which is the title track. Here's Mike Downs.